Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Chairman. Good morning to everyone. Couple of observations from some of the remarks that were made yesterday. First comment concerns the presentation from my Chinese colleague and also from Brazil on their national efforts at building capacities to respond to outbreaks of infectious disease. It's clear that there are significant national capabilities that would be useful to call upon in the event that Article 7 were ever invoked, but also in general response to an unusual outbreak of infectious disease. So perhaps if I could encourage both countries to think about placing some of these capabilities on the Cooperation Assistance Database, particularly the section under Emergency Response, which at present only has three entries, one of which is from the UK, and it was to offer training and emergency response from the organisation that Lee Kendrick spoke about yesterday. So clearly that's the way to go to start building up capacities for Article 7 and general response. On that very nature, the efforts to build up capacities under Article 10, building up surveillance, detection, identification and mitigation efforts provide a basis for minimizing the consequences of an outbreak of infectious disease by detecting it earlier and containing it quickly. So by building those capacities, we're actually making Article 7 more implementable, if that's the right word. Thank you.